Jim Carroll started working for Kentucky's state park system in 1978, making $780 a month.
I knew the pay wasn't good, but I knew that it was a place where you could advance over time, and it was stable, and retirement was part of that.
Carroll later worked in the tourism cabinet and retired in 2009. Since then, he's organized a group of concerned state pensioners called Kentucky Government Retirees. Carroll draws a monthly pension from the retirement system for most of Kentucky's state workers, which, depending on how you measure it, has one of the lowest funding levels in the nation.
It would never occur to me to be concerned about it into the last few years.
Over the course of nearly two decades, the state didn't put enough money into its pension funds, and now the state is short about $35 billion. The bottom line is Kentucky only has about 17% of the money it needs to write checks to current retirees and those who retire in the future. Now the state needs to come up with more money to put into the pension systems, either by cutting programs or raising more money from taxes. Governor Matt Bevin already cut spending across most of state government during last year's budget session, and now he wants to come up with a way for the state to get more revenue, the often discussed but never fulfilled tax reform.
This is not going to be a tax-neutral tax plan. It's not. We can't afford for it to be. That's a straight-up fact.
That's Bevin during the State of the Commonwealth address earlier this year. He called for reviewing about 300 tax breaks for possible elimination so the state captures more money from taxes. Bevin says he wants to call a special legislative session this year to deal with pension issues and has hinted at a major overhaul of the state's tax code.
This is a state that needs to move ultimately from a production-based tax economy to a consumption-based tax economy.
That could mean a shift from the state relying on taxes on people's incomes. A handful of states like Tennessee, Texas, and Washington don't have income taxes. They rely on other sources of revenue like sales taxes or property taxes. Jason Bailey with the progressive-leaning Kentucky Center for Economic Policy worries that higher sales taxes would hurt poor people because they spend most of the incomes they earn and all their spending would be taxed at a higher rate.
Those people at the top don't spend all of their income, so not all of their income is subject to sales taxes. They save a lot of it, put it into investment accounts and so forth.
Jim Waters is president of the Bluegrass Institute, a free market think tank. He says a shift away from an income tax would encourage people to save and invest more.
It really punishes productivity and growth. So the more an individual produces, the more they're punished.
He also says the premise of tax reform shouldn't be to generate more revenue, and the state already has enough money to maintain necessary programs.
So we think it's important to have tax reform, not so government can have more money to spend on wasteful programs, but that so we encourage investment, savings, and productivity.
Jim Carroll, the former state worker who runs Kentucky Government Retirees, says he doesn't want to see more budget cuts. He just wants the state to find more money.
We need more revenue. How we get there is another matter. I don't pretend to know that, but it seems clear to me that we need more revenue to meet our critical needs.
It's still unclear if the special session for tax reform will even happen. Many Republicans have been spooked by the idea of increasing tax revenue, but Bevin's administration is apparently moving forward. Earlier this month, it put out a request for tax law experts to come up with a report about possible taxation options. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.